Welcome to the first mini-sode of the Marvels of Science. The mini-sodes will cover smaller topics that, while interesting, don't have enough Marvel connections to make a whole episode. This mini-sode features Daniel Whiteson and Liesl Reinersman from Episode 7, but with a particle physicist who's also an astronomy professor, I wanted to snag Daniel for a moment of WandaVision. Spoiler warning for Episode 4. In the WandaVision episode, we interrupt this program. Dr. Darcy Lewis, there's your spoiler, Liesl, mentions that the bubble containing Wanda's fake sitcom town is a source of CMBR, cosmic microwave background radiation. She says she's reading, quote,
a colossal amount of CMBR.
When the military dude says they were told the radiation is within a safe limit, she says it is, for now. Liesl, first off, what do you know about the CMBR? Does that ring a bell?
It rings a distant bell.
What word choice you just used? That's amazing. Daniel, the show also describes CMBR as
relic radiation dating back to the Big Bang.
How's that for a definition? And while you're at it, how do you feel about a handheld device, which we see in WandaVision, detecting a colossal amount of CMBR?
That's not bad. You know, it's not quite the Big Bang. It's indirect evidence for the Big Bang. The cosmic microwave background radiation is basically glow from when the universe was really hot and dense plasma. And, you know, plasma is just gas that's really hot and dense and glows, you know, sort of like the sun, for example, is a big ball of plasma. So the whole universe used to be hot and dense and glowy, and then it cooled. And at some moment, it cooled to the point where it wasn't generating that anymore, and it was actually transparent. And so that light is still flying around. That was about 400,000 years after the Big Bang, which is just a blip sort of cosmic time. And so it's been a fascinating way to like verify that the universe used to have this hot, dense state and to learn all about it and understand the structure of the universe and give us clues about dark matter. It's an incredibly rich source of information about just like the nature and history of the universe. And it's still out there. So we're picking it up, you know, in radio telescopes, et cetera. And you actually might have seen it yourself. If you used to own a cathode ray tube television, some of the snow on the screen came from cosmic microwave background radiation. So it's totally plausible to have a handheld device which could pick this stuff up. It's everywhere.
Awesome. And presumably it's safe for now.
Absolutely. It's very safe. It's very, very low level. You know, it's not the kind of thing that is going to give anybody cancer.
A side note, what my guess is, because Wanda's powers come from the Infinity Stones, that maybe she's, I don't know. I got nothing. That's all I have as my own explanation. We'll see. That's it for this itsy bitsy mini-sode of the Marvels of Science. Thanks to Daniel Whiteson and Liesl Reinersman for extending their stay with me. If you'd like to hear more from them, check out Episode 7, The Incredible Shrinking Man, all about Ant-Man's shrinking powers. Bye.